Now, the English FA expect goal line technology to be formally adopted by the Premier League on Thursday. The name of the company who will be awarded the contract is also expected to be revealed. Former local football manager Liam Beckett joins us. Good morning.
Morning, Lisa.
Well, this is pretty big news, isn't it?
Well, it's been ongoing, Lisa, and it's been in the pipeline for some time, to be honest. And I'm not unduly surprised by the news.
And it will sort of put an end to those sorts of incidents like Lampard's goal for England at the World Cup in South Africa, that sort of thing.
Yes, it will. But to be honest, I'm not entirely in favour of it, because I think that was one of the last few remaining things that people had debate after, after games. There's always something up for debate, let it be on a supporter's coach on the way home, or let it be in the bar or the pub afterwards. Was it a goal? Was it over the line? Was it not over the line? And I think, you're doing away with yet another human decision. And honestly,
that's
I always
no
thought
bad
that
thing,
good,
though. Generally, humans do make mistakes.
Yeah, it was all. Yes, humans make mistakes. Of course they do. But it was all part of the banter involved in football. And to be honest, I think the more it becomes mechanical, the more it will lose that appeal factor.
Is that the difficulty, though, Liam? You're probably coming at it from the point of view of quite a, I don't want to say you're old-fashioned, but you're saying it's all part of the banter. But actually, this is big money these days, and we can't afford to get decisions like that Lampard goal wrong.
No, I totally agree with you there. It's big money nowadays, particularly in the mainland, not so much here in local football, but on the mainland, it's very, very high stakes. And for instance, if you are maybe involved even in a relegation battle and there is a contentious goal awarded or not awarded, and goal line technology would clear that up. It obviously means an awful lot of money to the team that eventually stays in the Premiership. I accept that. But no, yes, you're quite right, Lisa. I am old-fashioned. I do believe in human error. I think that adds to the excitement, it adds to the banter, and I would have stuck with the way it was, to be honest.
Really? So are you worried that could be the thin edge, end of the wedge, that we end up, in a situation where we've got technology deciding offside, like they do on Match of the Day?
Yes, exactly. You've nailed it there and won. I think that technology has now taken over so much, it's even involved. We have so many officials at a game now. We have the referee, and then we have the two referees' assistants, and now we have a fourth official who stands between the dugouts, and now we're even talking about officials behind each goal. So it's going to, for me, it takes away a lot of the arguments and the banter that used to take place at football matches. Honestly, I'm not in favour of it.
But then,
I'm in the minority there, Lisa, but I don't mind.
I'm just thinking, you made the point yourself there about clubs, who are looking at relegation, especially in England. We're coming into to that part of the season now of who's going to go down, QPR or Reading. And if there was a disputed goal there, that's worth millions to those clubs and those fans.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. I still think that, maybe the attention should be directed more towards the lines people, the referee's assistants. That, for me, is enough to determine whether a ball is over the line or not. I would certainly point a finger at any of those who maybe missed it, but I would still leave the decision fairly and squarely in their hands. They're going to end up robots now anyway. Referees are all wired up to sound now. They're guided by their referee's assistants. I think that's quite ample.